From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. This week's second anniversary of the September 11th attacks will cause many of us to remember where we were on that morning. As the World Trade Center collapsed, reporter Beth Fertig of member station WNYC was on the streets of Lower Manhattan. And now, as the anniversary approaches, she spoke to one New York City firefighter who remembers struggling to get to the Twin Towers and then struggling for recognition.
Jonathan Mercurio's story begins like that of many other New Yorkers. The 50-year-old fire marshal was driving to work when he heard a news report on the radio saying the World Trade Center had just been struck by a plane. Mercurio grabbed a department car and drove from his office in the Bronx all the way downtown. He arrived just after the first tower collapsed.
Well, I'm standing right there, and it's, you know, just off of Broadway on Liberty. You know, I hear the steel twisting and the pancaking collapse, you know, the pancaking of the second tower coming down, and just not comprehending what's going on.
Mercurio drove a couple of injured people to an ambulance. Later, he met up with his fellow fire marshals at a command center. That was the first time any of Mercurio's colleagues saw him on September 11th. By then, it was well after the collapse of the second tower.
You know, my supervisor, he knew I was downtown. They all know I was there, but as far as where I was at the time of the collapse, nobody could verify that, except me.
That verification is part of what Mercurio needed in order to qualify for a survivor's medal. The fire department gave out three different medals to everyone who was working on September 11th. They're black and purple rectangular pins, modeled after military ribbons. Mercurio believed he had earned a survivor's medal with two stars. These were given to every firefighter who survived the collapse of the towers. But instead, he was awarded a medal with one star for those who arrived after the collapse. Mercurio wrote letters to his supervisors explaining his whereabouts. He even located two witnesses, but the department determined that he was one block too far away from the collapse. It might seem strange to care so much about a medal, but the culture of the fire department isn't all that different from any military service.
This medal was given around 1907, I think.
Ed Seary is a retired firefighter who's now writing a book about medals in the New York City Fire Department.
It's not the medal, and it's not what it's made of. It's the act that you're acknowledging.
Which is why Seary says medals are always coveted.
You'll hear more guys saying that they were duped out of a medal, they should have got a medal, but that's the system.
Those who know Jonathan Mercurio believe his desire for a survivor's medal is about something more than recognition. For the 20-year veteran, it's almost about validation. Richard Ruggiero is a retired fire marshal who was Mercurio's partner for 9 years. He was out on medical leave on September 11th and believes his former partner deserves the Survivor's Medal, if only because he followed the call of duty and went to the Trade Center alone.
The one particular act that defines what he was all about on that day was he got in the car and he went.
But Mercurio stopped pressing his case. After months of letter writing, he's now at peace with the department's decision that he was too far away from the Trade Center.
We lost 343 guys there. All right, they're never coming home. All right, I came home that morning. You know, I went home with my family. You know, like I said, you know, I do consider myself a survivor. We were all there, one way or another.
Retired firefighter Ed Seary puts it another way. It's not what's on your chest, he says. It's what's in your heart. And that's something the firefighters and everyone else who was there on September 11th will always remember. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.